Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Mark chapter 13. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. This is the final Sunday of the church year. On this day, we focus extra attention on the reality that this world will end and Christ will come. Since All Saints Day, here on the wall, we have displayed a painting by Ruth Ann Snowden. You may have noticed it moved because we have another one here, which I'll talk about later. But I had asked her, first part of November, if I could borrow that as a visual aid. Her inspiration for that painting were the beginning verses of Revelation chapter 7, which we read on the Feast of All Saints. And in the painting, you see all the earth with the four angels and the four corners of the earth. And then there's another angel coming with the seal of the living God. And the four angels are holding back the destructive forces that will bring an end to this world. He goes on to say that there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. Last week, we spoke of the wars and rumors of wars and natural disasters, which are only the beginning of the birth pains, which will end in tribulation such as the world has never seen. And we know that birth pains always increase in intensity as the event draws closer to the end. The wars throughout the ages, the devastation of famine, the plague, the destruction of natural disasters will only increase from here. What we have seen is only a taste of what is to come. That's a scary thought. The good news is that his angels in the four corners of the earth, all around us, everywhere, continue to protect us. And they will continue to watch over and guard and keep us throughout the great tribulation until that final day when we will see our Lord face to face. Then, as we hear from the Gospel of Mark, he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. All of God's saints, those on earth and those who have already departed to be with the Lord, will be gathered together on the last day. On this final Sunday of the church year, we focus our attention on this final gathering. And when we think about the last day, we tend to lock in on the big dramatic side of the day. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens. Heaven and earth will pass away. We tend to focus on the destruction, on the earth and the heavens melting away, because that is something that seems, you know, like would be great in a movie, or, you know, to see the visual of that. You know, great and dramatic events tend to get our attention, and we lock in on the big, devastating, dramatic side of it. You know, movies are made about, you know, destructive days, you know, earthquakes or hurricanes. You know, and people are, you know, running for their lives. No one makes movies about just average, ordinary days. But it's the average, ordinary days that I want to talk about today. Now, the destruction of the heaven and the earth, that will happen. The Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away. And we don't know when that will happen. You don't know when. I don't know when. And if anyone tells you that they do know when this will happen, they are a liar, because only the Father knows. Not even the angels. Not even the Son of God himself has taken the opportunity to acquire that knowledge. Only the Father. So we look to that day, that final destructive day. And when that happens, the planning for that day will be too late. That's the message that Jesus wants to get across. I asked Ruth Ann for another painting this week. Her inspiration was our epistle lesson for today from Revelation chapter 1. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. In the painting, you see the Lord coming with the clouds. And the glory and dominion and kingdom of God is behind him. But the presence of Christ in the painting is seen in the cross. You have to look for it. I encourage you to take a little time to look at this today, because with the change of seasons, this is the only day that this is going to be here. You have to look and you will see the cross. There in the tumult of the cloud and the glory of God, there is the cross. The message of Jesus is, be on guard. Stay awake, he says. Be watchful for my coming. Now, how do we do this when we don't know when he will come? Scripture says, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Keep your eyes fixed on that cross every day. Being prepared for the end of this life is something that we do every day. Being faithful to God is like being faithful to your spouse. You cannot say to your spouse, well, I am fully devoted to you and will be faithful to you the first and third weeks of the month, but the rest of the time, well, I'm going to kind of do whatever I want, and it's no business of yours what I do. That would cause some issues in your marriage. I know it would cause issues in mine. With Christ and his bride, the church, he has always remained faithful. Look to the cross and see that he has fulfilled his obligation in love to lay down his life so that you, the bride of Christ, may live. In Ephesians 5, that is what husbands are called to do. If needed, we defend and protect the one we love, even if it is the cost of our own life. Jesus says, this is love in its greatest form. We see the love of Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, as we look to the cross. As Christ's bride, the church, we are to demonstrate our love for him and submit to his authority and to love him unconditionally in response to all that he has already done. We look to the cross and see that our life continues because his life ended and he opened the path to salvation when the grave opened on Easter morning. Preparing for Judgment Day, it's a lot like being married. It's the little things that matter. It's what we do each and every day. If your spouse would throw a big party for your birthday, make a big deal for your anniversary, but basically ignore you the rest of the year, that would not be much of a marriage. There is temptation by many to only be on guard and to only be watchful for Christ's return, you know, at Christmas or maybe Holy Week, but basically ignoring him the rest of the year. Or perhaps as the bride of Christ, they are faithful, you know, the first and third weeks of the month, but do not acknowledge the need to have him around the rest of the time. Jesus says, be on guard every day, because you do not know on which day I will return. Look to the cross every day. He is coming with the clouds. There will come a day when God instructs his angels to no longer hold back the destructive forces of the four winds. There will come a day when Christ comes with all of the power and glory and dominion of the kingdom of God. Until that day, certainly on that day, look to the cross. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.